Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a gorgeous day outside. You know what happened to me, Howard?
What happened to you?
Driving into the studio today, it was raining in the beginning. And I was thinking, oh, I don't like the rain so much. You know, I know it's liquid sunshine and we definitely need rain. But at the same time, I was thinking, I have to show property today. I'm so excited because my great customers, Gene and Jim, have come into town to go house hunting. So we're house hunting today. However, I don't enjoy doing that in the rain. It's not near as fun as if it's not raining. But it's also very good for them to see the home in the rain because I think it's in its worst condition. And so then what do I always say? If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine, right? Well, so wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
So all that was sort of floating through my mind as I was driving in. And then right before I got to the studio, the sun just pops out from behind the clouds. There's no rain. And I saw a rainbow in the sky. So that was my little gift from God today. So I'm so excited that I saw that. And it's always a sign of hope and promise. So that was awesome. And let's see, what else do I want to say before you start? Oh, I also want to give a shout out to Linda, who's a longtime listener and soon to be a customer. So,
yeah, she's listening from Ohio today.
Yes.
She has a home in Ohio and a home here. We're going to be listing her home here in...
It's got to be a secret.
It's got to be a secret?
It's a secret.
Okay. It's going to
for
be
now, it's
great
a secret.
When it comes on
there
the
you go.
Market. A
there you go.
Very nice executive home.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So
amazing.
So if you're in the market for a beautiful four-bedroom, three-bath executive home in an exclusive neighborhood here in Jacksonville, you will have to be listening.
Or call us.
Yeah.
We'll tell you off there.
You know, a lot of homeowners, they don't move into their home right away. They have opportunities to get them fixed up the way they want before they move in. And we've had a lot of customers that are doing that. And one of them is, so I'm going to give a shout out to Pete and Mackenzie. They have had their house painted and they're putting in new floors. So we want to give a shout out to listeners, Pete and Mackenzie today, who are doing that.
And so, you know what? And they're having fun, even though it's stressful. You know, anything you do in a project in a home, it can be stressful. But they're still having a good time. You know, they're enjoying the journey. So that's really wonderful to witness, isn't it?
Yeah, we're seeing part of the progress as they do that. Went over their house yesterday and see all the walls are done. And they're now putting in floors. So they're having a great time doing that. They're first-time homeowners. So congratulations to Pete and Mackenzie as they do their first home together.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Melissa, who we helped buy a home, I think she closed last week. She is moving in this weekend, so that's super exciting. Another first-time home buyer. I love the first-time home buyers because they get so excited.
Yeah.
Right? It's a whole different level than someone who's buying their fourth, fifth house. They're like, yeah, okay, I love it.
We went
but
over to
different.
See Jimmy yesterday, too, and we sold one of his houses a few months ago, and now that's a comp to his house that's going to be on the market shortly. He has the biggest home in the neighborhood, which is sometimes a good thing, sometimes a not so good thing. And we gave him some advice on what he needs to do before he puts his home on the market.
Here's what I love about it. One of the things that's changed since the very first time we saw him is that, and nothing's changed about his house. What's changed is what's happening in the world. COVID. Right. So now COVID has made us want to stay home, but work, live and play at the house. So his house is 4,868 square feet. I mean, we're close to 5,000 square feet right there. Right. Plus it's what on
1.99 acres.
Yeah. So right at 2 acres. It has a pool. It has a gazebo. It has a detached garage that even on the detached garage has extra space. So when you talk about or think about staying at home, you know, for a lot of people, that's a cramped environment, not at Jimmy's house.
Not at Jimmy's house is right.
Yes. So if you're looking for a large home where you can have a playroom, a schoolroom, a workout room, a pool, you know, green grass for the kids to run in or the dogs to run in or whatever, extra parking, maybe you're blending families together or something. This is a big old house with lots of space.
Yeah, and it's on the west side, but not way out.
Right.
So if you're looking to stay close to town,
yes,
but want a lot of space on 2 acres with a big house,
yes,
you'll have to give us a call. We're going to tell you about that in probably 2 weeks.
Yes, it's so, very exciting.
Yeah. Hey, so before we get to what's special about today that we always do, we want to remember that it's 9/11 weekend and want to remember all those folks that have died and also the families and friends of those that we remember. So just kind of a moment of silence for them, and as I'm sure all of you did yesterday.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Flags were at half staff, of course, and it's just, you know, a terrible time in the history of the United States.
Absolutely.
And also just, you know, the terrible things that are going on the West Coast, several of the states on the West Coast. So many people have lost their homes, their businesses, and some people have lost their lives because of all the droughts that have been going on. A lot of the, you know, the hillsides, particularly in California, but also a lot of forest land that have just caught fire from lightning strikes.
These are not good details for real estate. Can I tell you? It's not. I mean, these families, they need to find new homes. They need to, if I was there, I would move. In fact, I think I would move to Florida.
Yeah.
Right?
We have
so there, maybe there'll be a big exodus from California to Florida because we have similar weather.
But we have never have a shortage of rain, so we never have droughts here in Florida.
Yeah.
Although we did about 15 years ago, there was kind of a drought. But the things that we want to celebrate today are Ants Day. So do you have an aunt?
Is that an A-N-T or an aunt?
A-U-N-T, an aunt. Yes, an aunt.
I have lots of them.
I have one aunt that is living. She lives in New York. So happy Aunt's Day. It's also Federal Lands Cleanup Day. So if you're on any federal land today and you see some trash, pick it up and take it with you to the next dumpster. It's also Farmers Consumer Awareness Day. Also International Day of Drive Your Studebaker.
Who's got a Studebaker?
Well, lots of probably older people that have maintained them or love their Studebaker. My favorite for day today, National Chocolate Milkshake Day. I might just
we should celebrate that, Howard.
Down my sugar
restriction.
My sugar restriction day and have a chocolate milkshake day.
There you go.
It's National Iguana Awareness Day, especially for those folks in South Florida that have so many of them around. And I give a salute out to this one, National Police Woman's Day.
Oh, I like it.
Yes. It's Programmers Day. It's also National Report Medicare Fraud Day. If you know anyone that is doing
That's
any
important.
Medicare Fraud Day. It's Video Games Day, and it's also World First Day, whatever that means. So perhaps put the world first today.
They didn't give you an explanation of what that was.
They did not give an explanation of what that was. So all the things that you need to celebrate today. And we're going to celebrate
a
lot of other things. What are you going to celebrate
today?
Well,
our good customers who move from here to Arizona, this will be their first weekend listening to us remotely.
They did say that they're going to continue to listen to us. They listened to us, I think, before they moved here.
Yeah, but they moved September 10th. So this is their first time listening from Arizona. Or maybe once again, they were in Arizona some other point. But anyway, Bill and Eileen, we give you a shout out. We hope you had a safe journey and get settled in quickly.
Well, we got lots more to talk about, including a contest. So stay with us, everyone. We're going to have an interesting guest on that one. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. Why am I happy? I saw a rainbow. I love the rainbow. Felt like a personal message for me. I was feeling a little down and dreary, and then I saw the rainbow.
There you go. Okay, well, there's no reason to feel down and dreary. You got a great life going.
Oh, I do.
You're
have a great life.
A great business helping people.
I love helping people.
Yes.
It's what I do.
Okay, here's the contest.
Okay.
Almost 20 million homeowners can possibly do what in the next few months?
That seems so vague. I feel like you need a hint.
And we don't want anything like they can go to the bathroom. You know, it's... Come on, folks. It's got to be something that's unique to 20 million homeowners.
Unique to 20 million people at the same time?
Yeah.
And you don't think it's the bathroom?
No. Okay. Hope I got people to laugh during that.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Okay.
Could be the kitchen, maybe.
So,
or it could be nothing inside of your house at all.
It has to be specific. The answer has to be specific to my question. So
This is just so vague. I'm still thinking. I didn't get it.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows. Howard thought of it.
Well, you can come up with funny questions, funny answers, and then ask a real estate question at the same time. So what happened this past week in Northeast Florida?
According to the Multiple Listing Service of Northeast Florida, this past week for homes and condominiums, 753 offers got accepted. That's down 14% from the previous week.
Now, that's normal for this time of year as things start to slow down towards the end of the year, but still a lot of homes.
Yes. 515 new homes came on the market. That number was also down this week. 195 of the 515, Howard, that's 8%.
Incredible.
That's higher than our normal markets, okay? They're already under contract, and 61 of which went under contract on the first day. There are 454 of you that actually closed on a home this week, and so we want to say congratulations.
All right. Clap for everybody.
Yes,
what
indeed.
About interest rates? What did they do?
Ooh.
And, of course, this is a compilation of the 25 largest banks that Freddie Mac has done a survey of to see
right.
what people closed on over the past week.
Yes.
Or gave quotes to. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway.
Well, guess what happened? They fell again. Can
to
you believe it?
An all-time
record low. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, the 30-year rate fell 0.07 of a point. 0.07 of a point. Think of how much that is. To 2.86%. And the 15-year rate fell to a new low by falling 0.05% to 2.37%. And the VA and the FHA rate, it also fell. Ready? This is crazy. 2.38%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So that's, I don't know what to say. I know rates are going to continue to be low throughout the year. But, I mean, come on. If FHA rate at 2.38%, that's crazy.
All right. Hey, we got a caller on the phone.
Yes.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How you doing? Pie in the sky, I guess, on the contest.
Okay. We recognize refinance. Your voice to refinance. That is actually the answer.
Yay!
Yes, they can qualify to refinance their 30-year mortgage and save money by doing so. They have to have a credit score of at least 730, have 20% equity in their home, and they could at least save three quarters of a point on their existing mortgage. They would save $299 a month. Now, interestingly, that $20 million, that represents 43% of all 30-year mortgages.
How about that? So just a pie in the sky guess, huh?
Yeah, pie in the sky.
Well, are you surprised that you got it right?
Yes and no. You never know.
That's true.
You never know. Well, here
true.
It is. You must be smarter than Angela because she couldn't.
Absolutely,
guess it.
Larry.
Well, I didn't use a computer of any kind. I used the intra auditory computer.
There you go.
I love
well,
that.
Well, you're
one.
Our most.
Yay, Larry.
You know, you've won more than any other listener. What is this, your fifth time or something?
Yes,
winning?
I don't know. I've lost. I'm making a career out of it.
Thank you. Yeah,
well,
we appreciate it.
I know that you listen to our show and also to the Van Wees because I've heard you
of
call
course.
On their show
yeah.
after it, and we appreciate it very much. So thanks so much.
Yeah, so
integrity means everything.
There you go.
There you go. So we're going to put you back to Alan, and he's going to make sure we have your address.
Appreciate it.
I know
thank
I
you.
Have it someplace.
That's okay. That's all right.
All right. So congratulations to Larry again. Isn't that amazing? 20 million homeowners have
I
at
thought
least.
You said 23 million.
Did no, I said
say,
20.
You said 20?
20 million homeowners could save. Well, first of all, they
oh,
have
yeah.
at least a 730 credit score. They have at least 20% equity. They could save at least 3/4 of a point and could save at least $299 a month by refinancing.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. I watched a webinar this week that was done by the head of Bankrate.com. And, you know, it's interesting because he said, you know, one of the questions posed was, how do you know if you should refinance or not? Like, how much of a spread do you need to go down from your current interest rate to whatever rate you can get, right? And so he said, if you can save at least 3/4 of a point, that's worth doing. 3/4 of a point.
Yeah.
And because somebody who was, you know, on the session as well said that they had financed already one time this year and they wanted to do it again. And he said, well, can you get 3/4 of a point spread? And the answer was yes. And so they're like, yes, okay, yeah. then do it.
Now, obviously, if you're going to move in a year or two, you shouldn't do that because it costs you, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 to
refinance. Well, it costs about 2% of the amount that you're financing.
There you go.
Do I sound like someone who's checked into this?
Oh, yes.
I do.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Thank God for Christine Kennedy. She has all the answers, you know. So if you guys have any questions about mortgages, refinancing, buying a house, you know, any type of loan program, what the interest rates are, call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. 904-514-6969. You can also check her out at ChristineKennedy.com.
And that's Christine with a K.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
what?
People go into open houses.
Yes.
Or they go with an agent, and there might be a question that they have when viewing a home. So here's some of the questions that they have that they may have wondered, like, can I use the bathroom?
That's not a good one, right?
So,
what do you think?
Well, first of all, if they really have to, ask the agent first. You know, because the water,
don't just use it. Yes.
The water may not be turned on.
That's
the house
correct.
Could be vacant, especially, you know, if it's vacant, that water is not going to flush.
Maybe and, not. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yes.
So ask the agent first.
Yes.
You know, and you may want to check to see if there's toilet paper there. And particularly, you don't want to use the master bathroom. So, and that's a safety thing for the homeowner because there are prescription drugs that are often kept in the medicine cabinet. So if that's going to happen, it needs to be absolutely in one of the minor bathrooms. But always use the bathroom that the agent says is okay to use. Or the agent may say,
No.
So and it really depends.
In the time of COVID, people really are against this, but people were against it before COVID. They did not want people using the bathroom in their homes. It's just sort of, you know, feels dirty, feels a little weird, too many germs being passed, all that sort of stuff. Just, you know, leave the open house if you need to and go somewhere else.
Yeah. We have another one that a lot of people do without asking, but they do it anyway. You know, they stop off and get some Starbucks.
I like me some Starbucks.
You know, or they bring in their big coffee mugs. So can I bring my coffee in to view a house?
I don't like that one.
Yeah, we wish you wouldn't.
Yes, because if some accident happens and you spill coffee on that home, you're going to be responsible to get that mess cleaned. And, you know, what if it's on a fancy couch or something like that? It could cost you money, actually. So I would say leave your coffee in the car. Now, some open houses actually have food. You know, they might have water bottles or they might have cookies or something. Those will be sitting in the kitchen. You need to stay in the kitchen with those items. Don't walk around the house with cookie crumbs and things like this. There's always going to be a napkin or a little plate provided. Please use it. Use all your best manners when you're in someone else's home. Because even though you're thinking of buying it, it is still someone else's home, and we need to always be respectful.
How about, can I peek in a closet or open drawers?
Absolutely. You should always check out the merchandise of what you're going to buy. Now, the only limitation here is that in COVID time, we want to have on some gloves, or if you're to open, maybe the realtor has the glove on so that, you know, we're doing safety precautions for COVID. But you should look into cabinets and drawers, but not the homeowner's personal furniture. Like, that is so taboo. Don't ever, 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 ever do that. But if there's maybe a built-in, like, you know, with bookshelves and cabinets underneath, sure, you can look in there and see what it is you're buying. Because, again, it's built-in. It'll still be there.
Great answers. I like that.
And there's some more. We can do them when we come back.
All right. And we want to answer your questions, too. So the number to call is
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-8255.
What's the area code?
904. Well, I'm sending that information out to Bill Ryman because he is listening. He just sent me a text.
Bill Ryman in Arizona.
Yes.
Well, thanks
like,
for
I
listening, Bill. All right. We hope you're enjoying your new home. Or actually, you're still waiting for it to be built.
Yeah, it's almost finished.
All right. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new poll has found the coronavirus pandemic has taken a harsh toll on the mental health of young adults in this country. The latest COVID response tracking study conducted by NORC at the University of Chicago found those between 18 and 34 were more likely to report negative feelings or experience stress-related symptoms, things like trouble sleeping, than any other age group. Besides starting their adult lives during the pandemic, they're also dealing with a recession as they navigate life transitions like starting college or finding jobs after they graduate. The number of daily U.S. tests from coronavirus is declining again after peaking in early August. The nation's summertime surge crested at about half the size of the first deadly wave and surge, which hit its peak back in April. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 131 points, the NASDAQ down by 66. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, "I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for." And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
This radio station accepts political advertising. We are required to adhere to very specific federal regulations concerning political ads. You will not agree with the statements or positions taken by all of these candidates, and sometimes neither do we. This radio station is an important part of this community, and therefore the candidates want to bring their message to you via our airwaves. We do so as a public service and in accordance with the regulations outlined by the FCC. Regardless of your position, please make sure you register to vote so your voice is heard.
Join us Monday morning, 6 a.m. at Dean Roger Henderson right here for the morning show on Talk Radio WBOB. NFL games now injecting the idea of ending racism and social justice. But the question is, are people going to watch the games because of that, Roger?
Here's what I care about. The Texans lost, catapulting the Jaguars into first place in the AFC South.
That's what it's all about. We'll talk more about this and other issues coming up Monday morning. Have a good weekend. Ed Dean Roger Henderson again Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
60% chance of showers this weekend with partly sunny days, highs near 89, heat index 102, mostly cloudy nights down to mid-70s. And then 80% chance of rain Monday through Wednesday, cloudy skies, highs into the upper 80s, down to about 75 at night.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you all today. I wish y'all could hear Howard and I talking in the studio in between because it's funny. It can sometimes get really competitive and argumentative.
And some people send us texts during the break of the show. And you can do that as well. A lot of people do it to Angela.
People text me all the time.
Tell them what your text number is, which is your cell phone. We give that all the time.
We do.
So that's not a secret.
Yes, you feel free to text if you prefer. 904-465-3845. So that's 904-465-3845. And we are always paying attention to our phones, you know, the all sorts of things. Anyway, some people don't feel as comfortable talking on the air. They've told us that. That's why they text, and that's fine. But you can also call into the air, you know, call into the radio show. The number is 904-222-8255. And ask any questions you have about real estate, you know, anything you want to add, just feel free to be part of the show. That's why we're here, is to serve the community. It's not the other way around. Y'all don't serve us. We serve you.
Your question may be the same thing that 10 or 20 other people want to know. And that's what we're doing right this segment that we started the last segment, too, is answers to questions you want to know when you're at someone's house. Like, can I take pictures of the house?
Ah, so think about that. Taking pictures of the house. Well, it's kind of an interesting one. In other words, when you look on the MLS, there's generally photos already, right, of all the common areas and most of the things that you need to see. But if you see something a little different, it might encourage you to say, oh, I want to take a picture of that. Okay, you can, but don't post it on social media, okay? And the realtors there, ask them for permission. Say, hey, I'd like to take a picture of this, and this is why, and then let them tell you yes. But always remember, it's not your right or your privilege to post somebody else's home on social media. So don't ever do that.
And definitely not their personal property. So never pictures that are there of the family.
Correct.
You know, if you see a Yadro figurine that you like, don't take a picture of that. That's their personal things.
Yeah, that would not be appropriate.
That is a no-no. See, we as realtors, we have permission to take pictures of the things that are there to highlight the home, to put it out there. In fact, we get a signed agreement from the homeowner to take things, to take photos, and to post them out there. So we have agreement.
Yes.
You don't have that permission.
Correct.
But if you want to take a picture of the kitchen so that you can show your husband or remember it compared to another house, that's okay to do.
Correct.
Okay. Otherwise, it's sort of an invasion of privacy.
It is.
Okay. So if when in doubt, ask your realtor.
Absolutely.
Okay. One more. This is an interesting one. What about sitting on the furniture?
Eek. Eek, eek, eek. Okay. So here's the thing. Homeowners don't expect that you're going to touch their stuff while you're there. That's pre-COVID, right? They don't want you to come sit on their sofa, lay on their bed. I had one customer one time who was out in the backyard and laid in a hammock. And the homeowner had cameras outside and was watching and was so furious that that occurred. So you never really know what a homeowner's perspective is going to be. You know, once you own the house, you can do anything you want. But that's their personal personal furniture, right? It's not sold with the house. It's their personal stuff. And recently, during COVID time, we had someone who, a home inspector, brought his child to the home inspection, who was probably about 8, I guess, and she laid on the sofa. Well, you know, the homeowner doesn't know if that child is sick. You know, in the time of COVID, that's just really not appropriate.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes the home is staged.
Sometimes there's staged furniture.
And actually, when a home is staged, the beds are inflatable.
Generally,
we have a story where somebody went to lay on the bed, they rolled off the bed, and they fell right on the floor. You know, that's their own fault.
It is, because you're not supposed to lay on a bed.
Now, there is an exception where we actually, as realtors, have sat down in the living room. And that's where the buyers that were there were very serious about the home and asked us many, many questions. So we decided to sit down and have a big discussion. We were there for probably an hour talking about all of the features and things that they weren't aware of in the home that were kind of, you know, not behind the scenes, but they just weren't aware of. Like the walls, the exterior walls, were not 2x4s. They were 2x8s. So there were a lot of things that the buyer was not aware of that we wanted to point out. And we just had a long discussions about the neighborhood, about the bulkhead in the rear of the home because it was on water. We wanted to talk about that. Many, many things to discuss. So we sat down, talked about possible financing, talked about their home that they were going to sell. So we were going to be there a while. So we did sit down on the furniture.
But, you know, I'm reminded of a time where we had a 3-hour appointment where someone was getting serious about buying a home. It was a staged home. And in the staging, the stager had set out like a tray that had, you know, sparkling water on it, Perrier, right? And but it's designed to be, you know, a thought for you. It's a here, you could have this lifestyle kind of thing. Well, the interesting thing was the customers were there so long that the buyer picks up the bottle of water and says, can I have this? And I'm like, no, because I can't even guarantee that that's what's inside that bottle. They might just use the bottle and put regular old tap water. I mean, who knows, right? We don't know that it actually is what it says it is because it's staging. So you have to be careful with things like that as well.
I remember, you know, that story.
Yeah. That you don't know. You don't know what the stagers are actually doing.
Yeah. Yes. We also have questions about sometimes what to do to a house, sometimes before you're putting it on sale or sometimes.
Yeah, and we love that people renovate. Ask us that before they make big mistakes.
So here are some things that you should never, ever do to your home.
Okay. So these are like remodeling things.
Remodeling things. Mm-hmm. Never get rid of the only bathtub in your home.
That's because a big problem.
Yeah, because sometimes the next buyer of your home may have little kids, or they may, the woman of the house may want to use the bathtub.
Well, so a lot of the new builders are going towards, or they're not new builders, the builders are going towards these ginormous showers that you could just have a party of 10 in. Like, they're huge, right? But they're taking out the existing shower and the bathtub, if they're next to each other, to recreate that in remodeled homes.
Well, that's okay, but leave a tub in the other bathroom.
I know,
bathroom.
But I'm just saying that that is a thing that's happening. So, you know, you sort of have to think about that. But not having a tub in a house is really, really not good, especially if you have little children who need to get a bath.
Yeah. So some of these are not about remodeling. How about don't ever put starchy foods down your disposal?
I did that once.
Well, because the starch can attach to the pipes and build up over time. Now, that includes rice, especially like potatoes. Skins.
That's what I did.
Yes.
I didn't know.
Don't ever plant a tree too close to the house. You have to think about how big is that tree going to be 30 years from now, because the roots can grow down and sideways and wreck the foundation of your home. We have seen it
so many times
where the big trees
and big cracks start happening.
Yes.
It's all in our neighborhood, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Sidewalks.
And sidewalks and driveways and
it's
even
beautiful,
foundations.
Though. Like when the trees canopy across the street, you know, from one side of the street to the other, and you're sort of driving through this canopy lined road. But when you're walking on those sidewalks, you really do have to check for all where they popped up, where the pieces of the sidewalk have popped up due to roots.
Yeah, and don't flush flushable wipes.
That sounds wrong.
I had the pipes in one of my rental homes clog up the drain line.
Yes.
And the tenant said, I don't have any flushable wipes. Well, the plumber
said otherwise.
Picture on the bathroom sink.
Yes.
Of all of the wipes that were just sitting there. And the tenant said, okay, I guess I do.
We will. There's some more interesting ones. Let's finish this topic when we come back from the break.
Yeah,
can you
we
believe
got more of
that
them.
Three segments have come and gone, and we only have one final segment? Time is flying by today, Howard.
We got a few more to say on this particular subject.
We do.
With us. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here finishing up on this last segment and then headed out to get some real estate done today.
We are going to do some real estate.
Yes,
we are. You're showing a house this afternoon.
I'm super excited.
Oh, no, that's tomorrow that you're showing a house.
Oh, you so don't know my schedule. I'll be out today.
Today?
Yes, with customers and then with other customers. Yes.
Oh, my.
You just can't keep up with me.
Well, it's hard to keep up with you.
It is.
Right.
Is this one of those times where I could say I'm so much younger?
Oh, my.
I know. You know, I love picking on you. I don't know why I love that, because I love you, so I shouldn't pick on you. Anyway, I just think it's funny. So let's get back to what we were talking about. Things you should never, ever, ever do to your house.
Yeah.
Where were you with
now,
that?
Now, this one is one that some people do, and they think it changes the look of their house, which it does, but they don't know what it does long term.
What's that?
And that's painting exterior brick. Because there are a lot of paints that will cause the brick to actually crumble over time.
If people knew that, they wouldn't paint it, right?
I know.
So bricks are permeable. They are supposed to breathe, right? They are going to expand and contract. They need all that. So once you cover all that up, they can't do what they're supposed to do. And that's why it crumbles and cracks.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Some people like to change their mailbox. But they don't realize or don't even think about it that a lot of communities, the mailbox matches all the others in the neighborhood.
So you have to check with your HOA on that one.
Because you could spend a lot of money on your new mailbox, and then you'll get a letter
and then
saying,
you got to take it out.
Yes. Or they'll fine you if you don't fix it in a certain amount of time. So
correct.
Don't do that.
Yes.
Now, here's what some people do. You are not familiar with this, but I am.
I'm pretty sure I'm too young to know about this. Didn't you?
Well, a lot of people have changed their toilets over the years to the new water-saving toilets.
Yes.
So
way more efficient, use less water.
So if you have a new home in the last 10 years, the toilets are higher?
Yes.
Yes. The seats are higher,
yes.
So you don't have to worry about it in those, because those are all more energy, not energy efficient, but cost savings. But before that, the toilets were a lot shorter. And then over the years, you've heard the saying about save water.
Yes.
You're only allowed to water your lawn, you know, 2 days a week. But what some people did to save flushing water is to put a brick in the toilet.
Have you ever heard of that, Alan?
See, yes, Alan's heard
guys,
that.
Guys, y'all are the same age. No offense.
Well,
I never heard of that.
Now, it takes up it takes up space, so you're using less water, but the bricks can crumble and cause damage to the toilet and to the pipes.
Who knew?
I knew.
I feel like bricks are supposed to be the most sturdy thing ever, right? And you've given two examples today where they could crumble.
Yeah.
If you paint them or if you put them in water all the time, like a toilet. Which I think is the craziest thing I ever heard.
And I think most people know the next one. When the sun is shining on your windows, don't wash your windows because the sun will dry up the soap and ammonia, whatever you're using to dry it, before you have an opportunity to wipe it, and it will leave streaks.
And see, that's definitely true in Florida, right? Because our windows are hot. Anyway, right? So when we start to do it, it will. It'll dry on super duper fast.
Yeah. So wait until it's either a cloudy day or just clean the windows where the sun's not shining directly on them.
Yes. And you forgot the other one we talked about.
What's that?
About removing closets.
Oh, yes.
So this was a conversation we had recently with someone who is like repurposing the closets. So instead of using them as hanging clothes and storing other items, you know, wanting to make it a desk area or put a Murphy bed or something in them, because that's a really cool idea. And if you're out on Pinterest and Instagram, everywhere where you'd look, and especially Pinterest, and you see really interesting new creative ideas and ways to use space, that's a great idea. But it's not a good idea to take a closet out of a bedroom, because then what do you have, Howard? What do we call it when the closet, a bedroom has no closet?
Or no window, a non-conforming
bedroom. So when you go to sell the house, now it's non-conforming. So if you are going to be creative and you know, make all these nooks and crannies and wonderful spaces, it's okay to do it. But keep your closet doors. Keep your hanging bar and return it to the condition it was in. Because then you have a house that you're selling that's now conforming again, with conforming bedrooms is what I mean. So
I have some bad news.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What?
If you are looking for a brand new home.
New construction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Builders are automatically increasing them about 15% or on average about $16,000 due to one thing.
It's the same thing every time this happens.
Yeah, the cost of lumber.
Yep.
And let me tell you why. It's partially due to three different things. Number one is the 20% tariff on foreign goods. Now, that's been the case for about 3 years now with lumber coming in from Canada. However, due to the coronavirus, it has caused many sawmills to shut down. 8,000 job losses have resulted from the reduction in production of lumber. And with the growth in demand of new construction, they're just not producing as much. Plus, with all of the fires on the West Coast,
yes,
and Oregon and North and Washington,
yes,
and
California.
North Florida, that's where a lot of wood comes from. So you have supply is decreasing, production is decreasing, and demand is increasing. Now, tell your major in college and what's 101 in economics?
Supply and demand.
Right. And when supply goes down and demand goes up, what happens?
Prices go up.
Prices go up. So it's causing the average price of a home to go up $16,000.
It's incredible. It really is.
Now, that's average. If you're going to buy a house that is, you know, in a state that the average prices are higher than, you know, the average place in the country, and Florida is a little bit higher than average, or if you're going to buy a house that's more than average size, then that increase can be high. Now, so we can give you advice on two different things. You could buy a house that's already built, and if they try to say, oh, yes, we raised the price because the price of lumber has gone up, you can say, wait a minute. It didn't go up on this particular house. You already built it, and you bought the lumber 4 months ago. That hasn't occurred here. Or you can think about buying a resale home. Either way, you should use a realtor to go with you because we can help you negotiate. We know how to do that to help you. Remember that the site agent, meaning the agent, the realtor that is there, does not work for you. He or she works for the builder. Okay?
So, and when it comes down to it, when things get sticky and icky, I just want to tell you, you will not have that site agent on your side.
Yeah. So just think about that when you're going to buy a new house. Now, if a new house is what you want because everything is new and sparkly and shiny and you can pick out whatever you want, then okay, that's still for you. But always take a realtor with you. And as you do that, think about kitchen trends that many people believe will survive the test of time. Now, many of you will not remember that green used to be the color of choice in kitchen colors of appliances. Many of you will not remember that formica was the most beautiful thing on countertops. Many of you will not remember when tile was the most beautiful thing on countertops.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. And even
Tile granite. It had its day. It's
yes.
Come and gone.
Now, so many of you want granite, but the big thing is actually quartz nowadays.
Yes,
also
it's
white
awesome.
Kitchens. So quartz will stand the test of time over granite. White kitchens are good because you can always decorate with color around the white.
Yep.
And of course, going green is also good, whether that's using reclaimed wood to decorate around them or putting up shelves. Also putting darker woods around the floors when you have the white cabinets. It's also good to set off the light kitchens, and also using texture. Now, whether that's beadboard or shiplap or other spaces around the kitchen with
like tile
other
backsplash
colors.
And that
yes,
sort of thing.
Tile backsplashes.
Yes. Kitchens yes. are fun to design, aren't they? But you know, it's interesting because you talked about the all white kitchen, but you know what else is making its way on the stage is an all white house.
Yes.
So white walls everywhere, and then throwing an accent of, ready for it, black walls.
There you go.
Yes. And
all
it's
right.
beautiful.
We still have that vacant lot to sell on the corner of McCoy's Creek and Fitzgerald, a third of an acre, ready to build, only
$25,000. I can't believe that hasn't sold yet. That needs
yeah.
to sell.
Remember
Let's
that
go.
You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction of your life. Angela and I are always here to help. Angela, repeat your phone number, please.
904-465-3845.
Or you can call me 687-8161.
Or you could go to our website, angelaandhoward.com.
That's right. You know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to the community. God bless you. The Van Wees are on tap to tell you what's going on. We'll see you next week. Bye.